On the record.
Good afternoon. We are on the record. Today's date is Thursday, April 3rd, 2025. The time is 2:09 p.m. My name is Marisha Childs. I'm the hearings officer for this matter. My pronouns are she, her. We are here today on cause number 1250049. This is a tow appeal hearing request that was filed by appellant Elizabeth Weston. We're on Zoom, and there is no Elizabeth Weston on Zoom. There's nobody on phone that called into the Zoom number. The clerk had checked before the start of this hearing to see if there was any message, email, voicemail, etc. from Elizabeth Weston about this hearing, and there was not. And if a party fails to show the hearing, nobody wins or loses by default. The hearing moved forward in their absence, and any evidence that was read, that was uploaded in support of that party's position is simply read into the record as if they were providing oral testimony. This hearing is on Zoom, although I can see faces and squares, if there is anybody else here, which there is not. I would be able to see faces and squares, but that's not required. This hearing is being audio recorded, not video recorded. The audio of these proceedings will be available on the city's website within 3 days of the conclusion of this hearing. I'm the hearings officer. I work in the hearings office. The role of the hearings office is to independently review decisions of other city bureaus to make sure those decisions comply with the code. And in this case, that means reviewing the decision to tow the vehicle of Elizabeth Weston to make sure that decision complies with the code. My authority in these cases is limited. I'm limited to deciding whether a tow is valid, invalid, or otherwise unjustified. The code requires that I find a tow valid if two requirements are met. One, the procedural notice requirements have been satisfied, and two, the person ordering the tow followed all relevant rules and procedures. If there was a parking citation that was issued in addition to the tow, the parking citation will not be addressed here today, and instead that would need to be addressed within Multnomah County Circuit Court. There are instructions on the ticket if there was a parking citation, which I don't even know if there's a parking citation. My gut tells me there wasn't. I could be wrong though. But if you got a parking citation, hopefully you know you've got the parking citation. Follow the instructions on the ticket that tell you how to appeal. It's usually, I believe, 30 days you have from the time you get the ticket. If you fail to appeal that ticket within the time frame, you are forever precluded from appealing that ticket. Point being, don't delay if you seek to appeal. And I always encourage upon to appeal the parking citation. When I have scrolled through this case, I use the same online case filing system that's available to the parties. There are 7 documents that have been uploaded into this case. The Portland Police Bureau is the one who ordered the tow of the vehicle. Portland Police Bureau is not here, but they often do not appear for tow hearings. Although I know that they did receive notice of this hearing. The notice of hearing is Exhibit 4. That went out to the parties on March 25th, and it was sent to the Police Bureau at publicrecords-ppb@police.portlandoregon.gov. They're not here. I'm making a finding that the Police Bureau has received proper notice and has waived their right to be present. I also see that Elizabeth Weston, there's an email address for Elizabeth Weston, and Elizabeth Weston also not here, so I'm going to make a finding that Elizabeth Weston received proper notice of this hearing and has waived her right to be present at this hearing. I'm going to admit the exhibits that have been uploaded so that when I say I'm going to admit them, that means I will be able to rely on those exhibits to make some decisions about this case. Next is when I would swear people in, but since there's nobody here, nobody to swear in. I will, this hearing, however, I think I did believe I said the cause number 1250049 was bifurcated, meaning it was split into two. The reason I had asked to bifurcate this hearing is because the hearing, the tow hearing request was untimely and it's in its request. It was untimely filed. The code requires that the tow hearing request must be filed within 10 days of the vehicle tow. This vehicle was towed, let me double check the date, 3/8/25, and the tow hearing request was received March 24th, more than 10 days. When I look at Exhibit 1, which is the appellant's tow hearing request, the tow hearing request form in response to Section B, late hearing request, it asks, why is your request late? Attach additional sheets if necessary. It is handwritten, and the handwriting is not entirely legible, but I do believe what I am seeing and what I'm about to read into the record is accurate as to what is in the form. I believe what the form says is, quote, the computer would not let me make a new account, then couldn't fill this form out, end quote. So there, although that is what is provided, I don't know what, I mean, I'm not really sure. So I wanted to find out if that, if what the issue is and why it was late. Let's just assume that I accept that this, explanation for why it's filed late, and I move forward. I will allow the late filed hearing request. I guess my interpretation of what I'm reading is that perhaps Elizabeth Weston was experiencing some technical difficulties with the online case filing system and couldn't get it completed. I don't know why that would take as long as it did, but be that as it may, I'll give Elizabeth Weston the benefit of the doubt, accept this late filed hearing request. This vehicle was towed by Portland Police Bureau, and it was towed on March 8th. I have the Exhibit 3, which is the police report that was uploaded in support of the position that the tow was validly authorized. The police report states, I'm going to read this into the record. This was narrative authored by Connor Jerzynski, related to a tow March 8th, 2025. The narrative states, quote, this report is a summary of events that we've recorded on body-worn camera. Any statements, unless otherwise specified, are approximations based on memory. For specific information, please refer to the video recording. I self-dispatched to a holding call at 1299 Southwest Cardinal Road for Cardinal Drive for a call that read, quote, 10 ago, two males pulled up and dumped silver Dodge Stratus CAB 4019 Washington, IFOLOC, thinks unreported 57 due to how fast subjects left. That's also a quote. I arrived and located the involved gray 2004 Dodge Stratus, Washington, CAB 4019, parked east of the listed address on the side of the road. The vehicle was unoccupied and no one was around the vehicle claiming it was as their own. The vehicle was locked. I could not access the interior. I noted the ignition had severe damage to it, along with the front dashboard and interior of the driver's side front door. The vehicle had a front and rear license plate attached. I did not observe any significant damage to the exterior of the vehicle. I noted a tow strap was on the ground around the front end of the vehicle. I photographed the vehicle using my bureau-issued phone. I contacted the reporting party, Patel Harish, by phone. According to Patel, he owns the property at the listed address and lives not far away. Patel was driving on Southwest Cardinal Drive when he located the vehicle with a black GM Hummer, unknown Washington plate, parked in front of it. and male and female were going in and out of the Stratus and Hummer as Patel drove by the vehicle, the female asked him why he was slowing down and stopping. A few minutes later, the Hummer drove off in an unknown direction. Patel described the female as white with blonde hair, 20 to 30 years old, approximately 5'6 tall, weighing 130 pounds, wearing a white and black jacket and a miniskirt. Patel described the male as white, approximately 5'8 tall, skinny with a beige or brown coat. Per DMV, the Stratus is registered to a Weston Elizabeth DOB 121754. Weston lives at 314 Northeast 3rd Avenue, Battleground, Washington, and the vehicle is also registered there. I could not find any contact information for Weston in RegGen RMS. I don't know what that means. Based off the damage to the vehicle, including to the ignition, since the vehicle is not registered to an address near where it was located, and Weston presumably does not match the description of either male or female that Patel saw based off of their DMV information, I believe this vehicle to be an unreported stolen. I contacted Sergeant Weber and informed him of this. I requested a tow through dispatch and waited on scene until 21st Century Towing arrived. In order to move the vehicle, they had to unlock it and disengage the e-brake. Once the front driver's side door was unlocked, I inventoried the vehicle and did not discover anything of note. The vehicle was towed the location. End quote. That's a poorly worded sentence. Which makes it difficult to understand when sentences are worded poorly. Okay. I do not believe that this vehicle is in storage. I'm not sure if I've got lots of questions about this that I was hoping to have answered by the parties, but since there's no parties, there's no answers. What happens next is I don't believe this vehicle is in storage. It's not in storage, because that would mean it would have been in storage since the 10th, and at this point probably would have been auctioned off, so not in storage. So I do not need to issue a ruling on the record. But there is really no explanation provided. There's a lot of unanswered questions. So what happens next is I will write an order analyzing this tow. That order will be sent to the parties the same way they received notice of this hearing via email. It will come to the parties as soon as the decision is written, which I do not know when it will be, but just know that it's forthcoming, probably within the next week or so. And that is it. So we are going to go off the record.